From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this week's edition of CSJP in 5, we highlight two youngsters who have benefited from CSJP's employment internship program. After successfully completing high school, a tertiary institution, or vocational skills training, many youngsters find it difficult to gain meaningful employment. In light of this, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, through its Employment Internship Program, seeks to empower youth in at-risk communities with valuable work experience over a period of 6 months. This is done in partnership with public and private sector organizations. The beneficiaries receive a stipend and an opportunity to gain permanent employment. Two participants, Chevron Green and Deandra Blake, gained work experience at the Wasinga Group. Chevron and Deandra have also benefited from CSJP's psychosocial services geared at empowering youngsters to make positive changes in their lives. Chevron Green is from Gordon Penn, St. Catherine. Community Case Management Officer Cadian Hutchinson gives us a glimpse of her first encounter with Chevron.
He was a very reserved young man. He was not as outspoken, not as confident as he is now.
Chevron was placed at Wasinga in January as HR assistant, where he was able to use and develop his skills in typing and video production.
He has shown much improvement in his overall demeanor. He's more mature and he's more responsible.
He describes how he has benefited from CSJP's employment internship program.
It helped me a lot because since I started working, I'm not really on the road as much. When I reach in, I'm tired, so I just sleep. Not really much time to be carrying around a lot of people. But it's for the better. It has helped me to put me on my feet through the program. I was able to rent a room for myself. It allowed me to stand my ground as a man and not really to depend on others to a level.
Chevron is still at Wasinga pending permanent placement within the organization. Deandra Blake lives in Jones Avenue, Spanish Town, St. Catherine. She benefited from CSJP's psychosocial services and community intervention.
She was not as open as she is now. She was not as confident.
Deandra was also placed at Wasinga in January.
Based on reports coming from Wasinga, from her supervisor, you know, she is very professional. Overall demeanor has changed. Some problematic areas were identified with her when she first came to the program. And as a result of our intervention, she is showing improvement, enhancing her personal growth and development.
She explains that the experience has helped her to interact more with others, develop computer skills, and be more open to learning new things. Within 8 months of being at Wasinga, Deandra has proven herself to be a hardworking and committed employee and is now a permanent member of staff working as a filing clerk.
I am overjoyed. I'm happy. I know that the work now, I have to put out my extreme best because they're expecting more from me now.
Deandra says she is grateful for CSJP's Employment Internship Program.
I'm elated about this program and I'm happy that CSJP are here and they are able to help not only me but other young persons out there in getting a job, and they are doing a very excellent job and they should indeed keep it up.
CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.